Welcome back. I know it's been a while. You're back on the mic with Big Brother Rafiki and Little Brother Don't Do That.
Did you miss me?
I like to say that I have a special guest today.
Oh.
Always visiting from the West Coast.
Yes.
As he says, the best coast.
Always.
Helen from Englewood.
Cali, you feel me?
I let him introduce himself I introduce the topic.
Hey, how y'all doing today? You feel me? My name is Prince Jabibi. You feel me? Helen all the way from Englewood, California. You feel me? Out here making moves with my bros. You know what I'm saying? We out here just trying to live life. You feel me? That's it. That's all it's about. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's it. You feel me? Catchphrase. You feel me?
There you go. Now you know who you're speaking to today. And the topic of discussion that we're going to have a discussion today is, what is love? And is love worth it? Before I give you my own insight and my own opinion, I allow my current co-host to answer and give their say-so first. The floor is yours.
Damn. I can say yes all y'all want. No. 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 I believe that you could just live your best life by getting money, have fun with your profession and all the accessories that it is, and just live it that way. Now, don't get me wrong. I hear y'all say that love shit, that love stuff. It's nice to have somebody on the side, come home to, all that. But look, I got my own house. I sleep with myself. I don't need nobody for all that.
And buddy, that's when you get the, oh shit. Because he talking crazy. Now, let me spit some real knowledge to you guys here today. And let me explain how this guy is all wrong. All wrong. All right. So the world is put up in many ways, okay? So you got those who want to be loved, and then you have those who need to be loved. All right? Now, the biggest problem in the world today, especially with this young generation, is people don't understand the difference between a want and a need.
Yes, you mean. Yes, we do. Right? What you mean? We see it on TV.
It's funny that you brought that up because just this morning, I was talking to Little Brother Don't Do That, and I said that people out here are so much chasing their wants when they're looking for a relationship and not really desired and focusing on the needs of their relationship.
And it's always like that because the simple fact is, like he said, you know, TV, television, you got these social medias, outlets are showing you and showcasing you a story. They're feeding you a story. And that's their job. Their job is to feed you, in real talk, the bullshit.
Entertainment.
It's an entertainment game. My job is to capture my audience. I'm going to do what I need to do to get my audience to believe in my story. That's all they need. But the reality of life is you have to understand the difference between a want and a need. So let me break that down just a little bit deeper for y'all so y'all can grasp the concept of the difference between a want and a need.
Beyond me.
All right. So everybody wants love, right? Or claim they don't want love, or yeah, anyways, everybody wants love. Everybody wants love. Everyone needs to be loved, right?
But the money,
huh?
I love money.
You love money.
Yeah.
All right. So let's break it down. He loves money, and let's break it down. Money. Okay. So why do you want money?
Want money?
Why do you want money?
I want money because it gives me everything else that I need. Since I talk about wants and needs.
You want money. You want money to fulfill your needs. Is that how you're trying to say it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So do you, what necessarily do you need?
All right, boom. I need my bills paid. I need some food in my house. I need a car. I need my tuition paid. I need all these types of things, man. Like, in order for me to be a successful man and more progress myself, I'm going to need that. Y'all don't think so? Think about it. When y'all pay a bill, what y'all need? Money, right? So why not love something you need?
Okay.
Cause, hey, when y'all get paid, right? I know y'all love money then. Y'all got a fat, nice little check.
Now, watch this, though. Let me break this down to you now, right? So you stated all this what you need money for, right? Mm-hmm. And that's granted. That's good. So you need money for your bills, your car, you know what I'm saying, food, mm-hmm. and all shit like that. Stuff, yeah. So if God puts you in a position where, or you're put in a position, we're not going to use religion. You can put in a position where you can have all of that, right? Where you can have money to pay for your bills. You can have money to do this. Mm-hmm. You can have money to do that, right? Mm-hmm. So why spend money on unnecessary things? Because that's all I want, right? That's all I want. So that's like love, right? Let's break it down now. Into love category. Okay. So, simple, girls say all the time, I want a young, successful man with a kid, with no kids, no baby mama dramas. Mm-hmm. That's what they all want. Mm-hmm. Right? But sometimes, a female needs just a stable dude. Whether he has a kid or not, you just need that stable. You need that yin to your yang. You need that contrast. You need that hot to that cold so your water warm. Mm. You feel me? You can't always get what you want because what you want ain't good for you. I want $1 million, but if I get $1 million, I might blow it. I'm back broke. It wasn't what I wanted. It's not what I needed. That wasn't what I needed. All I needed was a few bucks to get on my feet. You feel me?
True that. True that.
But because I want it so much and I'm so greedy, I'm getting overloaded with what I actually need. Now it's causing a constant... But, you feel me? It's a constant clash. We all chasing a check. We all want the money. We all want love. But we're not going at what we need it for. We're going at for what we want it for. We want it so we can live how we see people live on the movies and TV shows. But all we need is a nice house with our bills paid for. You feel me?
True.
See what I'm saying? That's just flipping the money relations towards you. Right. You feel me? Love relations is going to be a little different because you still got to have some type of want within your need, but you still got to know the difference. I want, me personally, I want it, you know what I'm saying? Light skin, short, thick, good attitude, personality. It's crazy. But what I got is brown skin, body's all right. You feel me? But the personality and the mindset and the drive is what I needed. Because she's allowed me, she's pushing me to be successful, pushing me to be the guy I need to be. Not the guy I want to be. Mm. And until you find that person that's going to actually show you that clearly, you ain't going to never see it. Because right now you feel like you just need to be you. You need to be successful. You need to be this. But... love factors all of that when you run across a woman that's going to come and change your life. Who's going to come and alter your path.
I feel you.
Behind every strong man.
You feel me?
Say is a stronger woman.
Because what you feel like you might need to do for the rest of your life might not be what you need to do. That's something you want to do. You probably want to be a cop. I wanted to be a cop. But it ain't something I needed to do. Because that's not something I'm, you know what I'm saying, that's set for me. Mm-hmm. I figured it out. I need to be a high school guidance counselor because I can relate to the youth the way I do. It makes it easier. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, no, that's just my story. That's just a little snippet. You feel me? I'm not going to rant on about wanting the need because I could be better than that.
As I caveat off of the Prince, if it be want and need, to clear up the conversation I had with little brother, don't do that. It falls in a sense that we go through so many people that we want before we even get to that person that we need. Because them people that we want entail, teach us how to appreciate, how to admire, and how to truly value that need. So take the time out and really reevaluate and think about, like, is love, the concept that I gotta love, even true first? And then think about, have I really been showing a genuine love? Because love, I see your faults, and I want you. Love, I don't always understand, but I'm willing to understand. I'm willing to talk to you, and I'm willing to sit down to help me understand. When you love somebody, it's a two-way mirror. You see through it, but you understand that they're not perfect, but you love their imperfections just the way they see. Y'all have a great night. It's been a wonderful talk. Tune in next time.
Happy holidays to y'all. Merry Christmas.
Hey, listen, Prince Jabibi. I just want to make sure I tell you guys personally. I want to thank you guys for allowing me on this podcast today, and joining you guys. Listen, you know, let me explain life, right? Real quick, little snippet. Can I give a little sample of life? You feel me? So, like, life is only as clear as you make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want clarity in your life,
you preaching right there.
Keep it. Like, build that clarity. Don't let nobody cloud your clarity. Because if you can't see what you got going forward, if you can't visually see that in your mind, your personal well-being, you feel me? You're going to make it difficult for yourself to succeed further in life. And that's just life, you feel me? So you got to not always, I'm not saying always have a plan, but you always got to have clarity. You always got to have a clear mind when you're trying to make decisions. Don't make decisions based off emotions, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, because those are clouded decisions. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a, you know, rational mind when you do this. But here nor there, happy holidays, happy New Year's, you know what I'm saying? Share the food, I'm hungry too. Bring me a plate. Yeah, I'm a big fella. Big fella.
And in the final word, this discussion is over. It's open. Follow me on Instagram. Big Brother Rafiki 5. Drop me in my inbox. Drop your comments. Tell me what you think. Is love worth it? What is love?
Hey, follow me on Instagram. Prince_Jabibi. You feel me? It's PRINCE_JAHBIBBY. Prince Jabibi. You feel me? We out here.
Now make sure y'all have a wonderful night. I'll be looking forward to hearing from y'all.